Harold Lustig deliberately chose a provocative title for his most recent book, Naked in the Nursing Home. But the San Rafael financial planner says there's some hard truth behind it.
When a person lands in a nursing home, they are stripped of power, privilege, and property. They are naked and defenseless.
The subtitle, The Women's Guide to Paying for Long-Term Care Without Going Broke, also spells out Lustig's target audience. But anyone can benefit from the book's advice, which begins with a careful differentiation between Medicare and Medicaid.
Medicare is basically health insurance. It pays for acute care where there is ultimately a cure or rehabilitation. Medicaid pays for chronic care in a nursing home. In California, it's called Medi-Cal. But the main difference is you have to rehabilitate or get better under Medicare. Under Medicaid, there's no getting better.
Another key difference is that while Medicare is a national program and thus is administered uniformly everywhere, Medicaid is run differently by each state.
It can be different from state to state. It can be administered differently from county to county. It can even be different from worker to worker. The problem is the state's budgets are stressed, which means Medicaid is stressed. So the rules for qualifying for Medicaid become more stringent.
Something else that is different? Lustig explains that single people, including widows and widowers, get much different treatment from Medicare than married couples when it comes to protecting their assets.
There are some assets you can keep. For example, people assume they have to spend down to nothingness. If you're single, the most you can have is $2,000 before you can qualify for Medi-Cal or Medicaid. If you're married, the house or the condo or wherever you're living is protected if the spouse is living in the house. The amount of assets that you can keep is greater than for a single person. It's more like $109,560.
Too often, Lustig says, the lessons in his book have been learned the hard way, including in his own family.
About 10, 12 years ago, my father came to me and said he outlived his assets, and I didn't know what to do. I was just devastated. Then about 6 years later, my mother had a surgery that really went bad. She needed Medicaid. I didn't know anything about Medicaid at the time. I really wasn't very much help to them.
Harold Lustig shares more of his hard-won counsel when we continue this conversation in tomorrow's segment. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.